From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for Friday, July 17th, 2020. The second Transformers-focused Fan-First Friday stream happened this morning, and the Hasbro folks crammed quite a lot of reveals in a relatively small package, in advance of pre-orders activating across a range of online retailers, some of which went better than others. But first, they did some housekeeping, sharing the good news that Select's Rotorstorm does indeed have a new, unique head sculpt. When first seen on the previous Fan First Friday, Rotorstorm was wearing Spinister's head. This was apparently an error in the engineering sample they got back, but it's since been corrected and they were able to share a couple images of the new correct face. Check out the blog post for Newsdesk 111 at tfradio.net/news to have a look. A lot of focus was given to the Walmart Netflix lineup, which is getting a second wave this fall. This includes all the Wave 1 price points, even the Spoiler Pack Leader class. Because nobody was able to learn from the first try fast enough to stop it from happening again. But starting from the other end, there's 5 new deluxes coming theoretically around the middle of October. Minor redecos of Impactor, Red Alert, and Wheeljack make up the bulk of the new deluxe assortment. The other 2 deluxes bring a surprising amount of newness. First is an Alita 1, retooled from Earthrise RC. The robot mode has changed quite a bit, though it of course still carries the tremendous backpack that is literally the entire vehicle mode. The vehicle mode itself is almost identical to RC's. The last new deluxe is the Bumblebee we've all been expecting to see off of Cliffjumper's engineering. Bumblebee is an extensive retool, putting a whole new vehicle body on Cliffjumper's engineering. The new vehicle mode is a very spot-on Volkswagen, certainly being a licensed product. That might also have helped in possibly keeping extraneous battle damage deco effects off the figure. In Voyagers, we're getting Optimus Prime, which is in fact just the Earthrise robot without its trailer. 2 Battlemasters come with it. A redeco of Taraxodon called Enerax, and a Sound Barrier redeco called Shieldon. They're meant to be his Energon axe and an Energon shield, hence the stunningly creative names. The other Voyager is Soundwave. This is the heavily reworked Siege Soundwave we saw leaked a few weeks ago, and it does indeed become a cassette player. This Soundwave will also include both Laserbeak and Ravage. Laserbeak has been minorly remolded, and both tapes feature more complex cassette deco effects. Meanwhile, the Spoiler Pack Leader. All we really know now is that it seems to be a Decepticon based on the box design, and that the toy transforms in 34 steps, thanks to the product copy. You would think that would effectively narrow things down, but so far it really hasn't. A toy detective's work is never done. Soundwave pre-sold out basically immediately on Walmart's website, repeating what happened with Hotlink during the first wave. However, in-store availability presented little or no issue for the first batch of Netflix Siege toys, and the new assortment will probably follow suit. Going slightly out of order now, we had the proper reveals for 2 Amazon exclusives, which had been leaked mere hours earlier with LoveRez copies of the stock photos. But we already knew about Autobot Alliance, which is the Prowl and Ironhide Earth Modes 2-pack. Prowl proved out to be just what we all expected, a remolded Earthrise smokescreen. Ironhide dug a little deeper, though. It seems to be using Siege Ironhide's engineering, and quite likely sharing parts, but wrapping it all in a new Earth model van skin. This seems good since Ironhide was a popular mold in Siege, and hopefully this version will retain those qualities. One point of contention early on comes from the van's roof being a removed piece. It's shown used as a shield, but during the stream it was also explained that it could work as a sled like the extra vehicle parts of the G1 toy. The other Amazon reveal was the mysterious Elite Hunters, except that it's no longer Elite Hunters, but the Seeker Elite, consisting of Ramjet and Dirge. Dirge leaked recently, albeit short one arm, but this is our first look at Ramjet, who is indeed a cone-headed seeker in mostly white. The product info for this set also tells us a little bit about Thrust, setting it as WFC E26, right at the start of the block of 8 WFC product codes that falls between waves 2 and 3, and so far has been gradually filled in entirely with retailer exclusives. That means Thrust is almost certainly someone's exclusive, but we don't know for sure yet exactly whose. Generation Select's Exhaust and Grease Pit were formally announced and went up for sale, and along with them came the announcement of Hubcap, Hubcap doesn't ship until about the middle of August, which would help explain why it didn't leak out onto early sale like the other two Selects figures did. Interesting to note, Hubcap was shown coming with all of Cliffjumper's regular accessories. More than a couple of early copies of Hubcap have gotten into the hands of some people, and each time, one of those booster guns from Cliffjumper's arsenal was absent, replaced with a piece of Brunt's cannon assembly. It looks like the for-real retail release will have all the original accessories. Does that mean the Brunt parts were some kind of marker to highlight and even maybe trace back leaked samples by sabotaging the accessories? Very interesting in any case. All three are up for order on Pulse as of this recording, but again, Hubcap does not ship until next month. Finally, they wrapped up the stream talking about the Quintesson Pit of Judgment. Not much new was offered here. The Sharktacon's deco was stated to be based on Floro Derry's concept art, and while they never came right out and said it, some of what they had said helped to reinforce the already very clear impression that this was to have been the SDCC exclusive this year, until the event got cancelled. Pre-orders were not announced for this set, but they did say that it would be available in September, with more details to come. It was quite a lot for 30 to 35 minutes, and the effort to secure some of the pre-orders in the hour or so following also felt like a lot. While this is almost certain to have taken the place of Hasbro's fan media breakfast events they normally hold during SDCC, it's still possible we might get more Transformers content from Hasbro, depending how they decide to handle what would have been a panel or any other special brand preview functions scheduled to take place during Comic-Con. We'll just have to wait and see. This extended edition of the RFC News Desk is made possible thanks to the support of our fans and listeners on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/TFRadio to become a patron and help out the show while getting access to exclusive content and rewards. You can also help by pre-ordering some of today's reveals on Amazon using our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon, or just do your regular Amazon shopping after visiting our link. We get a small bonus from almost everything you buy, and you don't pay any extra. You can also buy some merchandise from our shop at tfradio.net/shirt. You'll contribute to the creation of more quality content like this, and you'll get a shirt or a mask or maybe even a mug with one of our excellent original designs. You can find all of our shows, including our decades-long archives, at tfradio.net. For more RFC news coverage, including the RFC News Desk, visit tfradio.net/news. You can watch us record Radio Free Cybertron every Wednesday night at tfradio.net/live. Visit our Discord server at tfradio.net/discord, where you can interact with us during the show, or just hang out during the week with other fans. I'm Chris, and this has been your Fan First Friday Recap from the RFC News Desk.